A decade of UN sanctions against Iraq has nearly destroyed the country's economy, produced widespread malnutrition and disease, and led to a devastating brain drain. One thing that has flourished during the past 10 years is Iraq's art scene. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from Baghdad.
In a garden cafe next to a small gallery, young artists chatter over tiny cups of hot tea. They debate the latest techniques, show off photos of their most recent works. One could think such scenes would have been among the first to disappear amid the suffering caused by the UN embargo. But Mezgin Aziz, in black turtleneck and black sweater, says she turned to art full-time in 1995, almost out of necessity.
There is something inside Iraqi people. I feel it with myself. Some strange spirit. Our spirit is very become strong. So we need something to express this.
Aziz believes the spirit that's made her strong comes from Iraq's centuries-long heritage. Mohalid Mukhtar agrees. He heads Baghdad's Saddam Art Center. The Iraqis are considered one of the oldest civilizations since the Sumerians, he says. This is where the first form of writing was developed. The contrast with other Arab countries is immediately apparent. Even the grungiest public office building in Iraq is decorated with tasteful sculpture or paintings. Analysts trace government support for art back to the 1930s. King Faisal sent artists to study in Europe. They returned and established Iraq's first fine arts academy. The government of President Saddam Hussein has funded five more. The world may know Hussein as authoritarian and neglectful of Iraqis' basic needs, but at one point his regime distributed art supplies for free. Experts say all this support came to fruition over the past 10 years, in spite of, and in an odd way, partly because of, the UN trade embargo. The Ina Gallery sits on a graceful boulevard along the Tigris River, what could be Baghdad's Gallery Row. Before the Gulf War, director Ghayath Jazairi says there were 3 art galleries. Now there are 25.
Before the embargo, art was for the sake of art. An artist would paint maybe 3 or 4 works a year, and maybe not even sell them. Now, some artists produce up to 20 paintings a year, because art has become a way to make a living. But it hasn't affected the quality, as you can see.
Ina's walls are covered with bright geometric designs, impressionistic renderings of village life, etchings of nude women. A strict interpretation of Islam forbids the artistic representation of the human body, but Iraq is proudly secular. Jazairi says turning out more works has allowed Iraq's artists to improve and experiment with new styles. But there are difficulties. Before the embargo, a box of oil-based paint cost $3. Now, one tube is $5. Somehow, Iraq's artists manage. In the beginning, Jazairi says, artists would barter their reserve supplies. They'd trade canvas for paint, or one color for another, to help each other out. The devastation of the embargo also means average Iraqis cannot afford to buy art. Jazairi says most of his clients are foreigners. Karim Rissen, one of Iraq's hottest new artists, flips through a scrapbook of his work. He says his colors have gotten darker with the embargo, more blacks and grays. Rissen wants to communicate his art to a wider audience, but says the embargo makes it difficult to mount international exhibits. Iraqis are always suspect, he says. I was denied a visa to attend a recent exhibit in Beirut. Friends did have visas for an exhibit in Cairo. Rissen says the Americans and Israelis on the plane sailed through customs, but my friends were held up 7 hours at the airport. Mohalid Mukhtar of the Saddam Art Center hopes to bring the art world back to Iraq. He He's planning to revive the Baghdad Contemporary Art Festival next fall, the first time in 10 years. Mukhtar says the exhibit will present the new generation of Iraqi artists who've appeared over the past decade. It will be proof, he says, that art and civilization cannot be embargoed. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Baghdad.